Hi, Joanna.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
It's going really well. You're going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater this Saturday, April 14th, and we sure are excited to see you. You are generally described, at least sometimes, as a singer-songwriter, which I've always been a little bit dissatisfied with that kind of label because it doesn't really describe what kind of music one plays. So how do you describe your music?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I do battle with the genre, the labeling, because I'm really a jazz musician, but I write my own songs. And I'm not writing songs that are sort of American songbook style. I'm very much writing in the vein of Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen and the sort of storyteller idiom of songwriting. But my melodies and harmonies, you know, I will always have jazz in my bones. Some people have described my music as art songs, which is a pretty old-fashioned, almost classical style of music. So I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it's also very simple. I mean, when people ask me, I just tell them I write songs.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
But it's not pop, you know, it's kind of folk, it's jazz, it's indie. Sort of Imogen Heap, Joni Mitchell, Ella Fitzgerald, Schmust together.
Okay. So let's go back to where this all started from. Tell me a little bit about where or what your musical upbringing was like.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a family of classical musicians. My mother is a violinist and my dad is a cellist, but it also goes on through generations. Both sides of my grandparents are musicians, great-grandparents are musicians, my brothers are musicians. So I woke up always to the sound of my dad practicing the cello and going to sleep to the sound of my dad practicing the cello, and had the opportunity to tour with my mom a lot, especially during the summers. I would be in California where she used to direct the Carmel Bach Festival. I was steeped in music, and that was just already always very normal for me. And when I was about 11 years old, one of my older brothers introduced me to Ella Fitzgerald, and that was really the beginning of my own personal journey into like where I am now, and realizing that there's something other than classical music, or Michael Bolton, because that was who I really liked when I was 10.
Well, you play several different instruments. Can you talk a little bit about which instruments that you play and how you got into playing those various instruments?
Yeah, so it's been funny. I mean, I grew up, you know, I'm the youngest of three, so I was given a violin and I was made to do piano lessons, but I was very rebellious as the youngest child. And so it actually took me a long time to pick up an instrument again other than my voice, which I never, you know, let go. And so I play the ukulele, now mostly only the baritone ukulele. And I started playing that in 2012, right before I moved to New York City, it's a long story, but basically I wanted to figure out a way of busking. I was like, I'm going to make a living by playing music on the streets when I moved to New York. That is going to be that's my goal. Because I'd done that in Paris a few years earlier. And, you know, I was like, what's a good instrument to sort of learn and run around with? And so I went to the ukulele, which has sort of evolved into a whole thing. I'm now endorsed by a ukulele company, and it's very funny.
Wow.
It's funny how you never know what happens. But I also I play the piano enough to write songs with, and I perform my own songs on the piano, but I wouldn't call myself a pianist, really. And I also play the loop pedal. So I know the loop pedal is really just tool, and I know a lot of musicians use it as an extension of their setup, but I feel like the loop pedal is really one of my instruments. I always use it for my voice, and it's something that I compose with, that I perform with, especially at Sunflower, because I'm doing a solo concert. I'll be using the loop pedal quite a bit to create soundscapes and harmonies and stuff with my voice.
Your new album is called Blood and Bone. Where does that name come from? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, the name, often like song titles and album titles come out of thin air as I'm writing. And the day that I wrote the song Blood and Bone, I'd already actually tracked my entire album with my band. We'd already done our 3 days of tracking, and it was about 2 weeks later, and I was in a bit of a post-making album slump. I was like, all right, the only way to get out of this hole is to write a song. So I sat down at my piano, and I started writing the song. After all is said and done, is the opening line. Even after all is said and done, we set our sights towards the sun and sail into the horizon. And so it was this sort of, you know, sailing off into the sunset. And then Blood and Bone, the chorus, this ship has sails made of blood and bone, and it knows the way home. And so really the idea is that you yourself are the vessel, and no matter what storms you go through, you'll reach the shore or some kind of harbor. And the record itself is, you know, I wrote it a couple of years ago, and it's you know, it's definitely a a breakup album, if you like. Mm-hmm. And but it sort of, it begins with the song The Ship, and it ends with Blood and Bone, and it's almost like a song cycle of heartbreak to new life and positive, you know, everything's now better.
And so
it kind of was like, this is the perfect summation of all of these songs. And I didn't know it until after I'd made the album. So, yeah.
Well, the new album, it's pretty lush. There's a lot of different kinds of arrangements. You've got strings. You've got a lot of different kinds of arrangements and instruments that are on the album. How did that album come together? What was that like for you in terms of the just bringing different musicians together?
Yeah, it was kind of my dream album in a way, because my previous two, Gardens of My Mind and The Origin of Adjustable Things, they are relatively sparse, just duo record, the first one, and then one with string quartet. And so I guess, like, Gardens of My Mind was the first discovery of how much I loved writing for string quartet and how magical that was for me as far as putting that sound on my songs. And so this record, I just kind of, I don't know, I was having a year of all or nothing, and all seemed to be the direction I was going in. And I had been forming a band in New York over the last sort of 18 months, 2 years prior to making the album. And all great friends of mine. And I just had a blast sort of hearing all these things in my head. And whenever I went to rehearsal or brought things to the table with my band, they always just stepped it up a notch. And Jesse Elder, my pianist, who's also the MD of Postmodern Jukebox, he was kind of just brilliant in the studio. You know, we went in and they had a toy piano, which happened to be perfectly in tune with my a cappella song, Runaway Child, even though that song is actually technically not in any particular key, except with Finger Toy's toy piano. And, or the Mellotron, which is this crazy old keyboard. And then, you know, everyone just sort of stepped it up, and I just had a blast letting them go with it in the studio. And also, in the, you know, the studio is a pretty magical place because you can do anything. It's almost more challenging to rein it in than to let it out.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, we are really looking forward to hearing what you bring and the different sort of versions of your songs that you're going to bring as a soloist to the Sunflower Theater stage this coming Saturday. Yeah. And thank you so much for spending some time to talk with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I hope everyone will come.
Yes. That's Joanna Walfish. She is performing at the Sunflower Theater this Saturday, April 14th. That show starts at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at sunflowertheater.org. For KSJD, I'm Tom Yoder.